Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you from the makers of Old Dutch Cleanser, who bring you the story of Bachelor's Children and this special Christmas episode. The story of Bachelor's Children last, it was Christmas Eve, and Sam and Ruth Ann were waiting at the hospital for some word of Janet, who had gone there earlier in the day to await the birth of her first child. As the afternoon stretched into the night, and Janet was still lying on her bed of pain, Dr. Graham insisted that Sam go to Janet's room and, if possible, rest for a time. Worn out by his concern for his beloved wife, he lived over again in memory his association with her, the early days of their acquaintance, his growing love for her, his courtship, and those brief, happy months of their marriage. When later Ruth Ann came into the room to call him, he started up and listened.
Sam.
Huh? Yes, Ruth Ann. What is it?
Hurry up, come quick. Janet is... Bob said to tell you the baby's here.
He's here? You mean... It's all over?
Yes, at last. Oh, isn't it wonderful, Sam?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, how is she? Is she...
Bob says she's all right. Terribly exhausted, but all right.
Oh, thank God. When was it born?
Just a little while ago. We went to telephone Ellen, and when we came back up here... Sam, I heard it. I heard it cry.
It's all over. She's safe. She's all right.
Here he is, Bob.
Well, congratulations, fellow. You're a father?
Yeah. Yeah. Can I go in to see her?
Well, yes, you can, Sam. But I don't want you to stay very long or let Janet get very excited. She's pretty much all in.
No, I won't. I'll only stay a couple of minutes.
May I see her too, Bob?
Why, after a while, honey, after Sam's been in. I want you both to go in together.
Oh, all right. Give her my love, Sam, and tell her I'll see her in a little while.
What? Oh, yeah. This way, Bob?
Mm-hmm. Right through that door.
Dr. Graham said I could come in.
Oh, yes. Mr. Ryder?
Yes. May I...
Of course, but you mustn't stay long. I've opened the window in here. It was so warm. Watch that she keeps the blanket over her.
I will.
Sam?
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, darling.
Darling, you mustn't. Poor boy. You look so tired.
Oh, Janet, I've wanted so to be with you. To...
I know. Don't think about it now. Just remember, we've got a baby. All our own. Aren't you happy?
Oh, yes. Happier than I've ever been before. Oh, I'm so glad it's over. Where is he? I want to see him.
But, darling, it isn't a boy. It's a girl.
A girl? Our baby?
Yes. Are you terribly disappointed?
Disappointed? Me? Where is he? She, I mean.
They've taken her someplace. I guess it's all right. I didn't get a good look at her either. What's that?
Must be from the church next door. May I... Will you let me kiss bless you.
Shall I open the window a little wider so you can hear the Christmas music?
Christmas? What time is it?
12:20. Your baby was born just 2 minutes after midnight.
Oh.
Pretty, isn't it? Here, let me pull that blanket up over you a little closer so you won't get cold.
It came upon a midnight clear. Sam, our baby was born on Christmas morning, like the Christ child.
Yes, darling. Listen. It's like a benediction, isn't it?
A benediction on our baby girl. Oh, I'm so happy.
I think I'd better close this window now.
There must be something wonderful in store for a baby that's born on Christmas. Don't you think?
Yes. Something one... Oh, it's Ruth Ann.
Oh, Bob said I could see you for just a moment. Oh, Janet, honey. Ruth Ann, I've got a baby. A baby girl.
I know you have. And I'm so glad for you.
Dear, dear sister.
I'm sorry, but you'll both have to leave now. We're going to move Mrs. Ryder back to her room.
All right. Goodbye, honey. I'll see you later on today. Goodbye, Ruth Ann. Oh, must you go too, darling?
Yes, I'm afraid he must. You can't afford to overdo, you know.
All right. You, Janet.
I love you, too. You won't go away, will you?
No. I'll be waiting right out here in the hall until I can see you again. Goodbye, sweet.
Well, I was afraid I was going to have to come in and drag you two out of there.
Well, how do you feel now, fella?
How are you feeling? Oh, fine. Swell. She'll be all right in there, won't she?
Who?
Janet. I mean...
Why, sure she'll be all right. Now, I think it's time I took you two home. Let you both get a little sleep.
Yes, I suppose. All of a sudden, I'm dead tired.
All right, well, come on, we go home.
Well, you two go on. Hmm? I'm staying here for a while.
Well, now, look, fellow. They won't let you be around Janet, you know. She has to have a rest. So you come on home with us now, and then this afternoon, after she's had a good long sleep, then you can see her.
Yes, that's a good idea, Sam.
Well, I told her I'd stick around. Besides, I haven't seen the baby yet.
Oh, of course. Well, they've taken her in the nursery by this time. I'll tell you what we'll do. You go on with Ruth Ann while she gets her wraps, and I'll go down to the nursery and arrange for them to show you the baby.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see her.
All right. The nursery's right down this corridor, and then you turn to your right. And hurry along.
All right. We'll be right with you. Oh, Sam, isn't it a wonderful relief to know it's all over and that Janet and the baby are all right?
I'll say so. I never before went through such a day as this has been.
Yesterday.
Huh? Oh, yeah, it is another day, isn't it?
This is Christmas Day. Happy Christmas, Sam.
Thanks, Ruth Ann. Same to you. Well, here's your coat. Uh-huh.
Thanks. And now, come on and we'll see the baby.
Yeah.
Bob says she's lovely. She weighs 7 pounds and 2 ounces.
Uh-huh. Huh? 7? Is that all?
Is that all? Why, Bob says that's a big baby.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, there's Bob waiting for us. Can we see her now, darling?
Well, you sure can. You're all ready to make a bow. Nurse is holding her up.
Yeah? Come on, Sam. Get up here to the glass.
Yeah.
You can't go inside, you know. You'll have to look at her from here.
Oh.
What do you mean, uh-huh? Is that all you have to say when you see your daughter for the first time?
Oh, isn't she adorable?
She's a grand baby.
Oh, well, look at her little doubled-up fist.
Uh-huh. Is it safe to leave her in there?
Safe?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are a lot of babies in there. They might get her mixed up or something.
Don't worry a bit about that, boy. That baby had her identification marks on her before she was brought in here.
Oh. Hey, what's she doing with her now?
Putting her back into bed. Well, come on, let's get home.
Yes, I think we'd better.
Well, look, I don't want to leave without seeing Janet again, just for a minute anyway. So, you two go on. I'll be along a little later.
Well, really?
I won't stay, Bob. No, honest, I won't. I just want to tell Janet goodbye and just see her for a minute.
Well, all right, Sam. We go on and take the elevator.
And we'll be waiting for you at home. I'll make some coffee and fix something for us to eat,
yeah.
So don't be long.
All right. So long.
Bye, boy. Tired, dear?
Yes, I am. I didn't feel at all tired till
we... Yeah, we'll have to take this automatic elevator down. Main one isn't running at this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Step in.
All right. Isn't it still?
Hmm?
I've never been in a hospital at this time of the morning before.
Well, it does have a strange air, I suppose, if you aren't used to it. Yeah, all right.
Is our car here?
Mm-hmm. Parked right outside. Mm-hmm. Careful, dear.
Oh, my heel turned on the step. I guess it's because... Oh, look.
Hmm?
It snowed during the night. Everything's covered. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes. Well, that's all we needed to make it a perfect Christmas. Never seems quite like Christmas unless you're...
Listen.
What?
The music.
And as Janet lies in her hospital bed, happy in the knowledge of her newborn babe, may she not be thinking of that other babe, born 2,000 years ago, and praying for his blessing on her little one. And now, Dr. Bob.
In the name of our sponsor, the members of the cast, and all those connected with Bachelor's Children, I want to wish each and every one of you a joyous Christmas.
Has come to you with the best wishes of Old Dutch Cleanser. This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.